We turn our attention today to Kapitel Dalet, to the fourth chapter of Tehillim. And for the first time since beginning Tehillim, we come across a phrase which we will see again and again, Lamenatzeach. Lamenatzeach b'neginos mizmor l'David. In a previous lesson, I mentioned Radak's opinion that Mizmor LeDavid refers to the fact that these songs were sung in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Holy Temple, and therefore have the prelude or preface phrase Mizmor LeDavid. Not that David sang them necessarily, but rather that they were sung in subsequent generations. Lamenatzeach b'neginos is the kind of preface phrase which we will find again and again. And it would seem that the word menatzeach refers to the conductor or the leader of the orchestra and choir which played and sang these songs in the Beis HaMikdosh. Radak suggests that the word neginos refers to a specific musical instrument, of which many are mentioned in Tehillim, neginos, sheminis, etc. The menatzeach would lead the singers and musical performers in the music, and this particular one was set to a musical background of the instrument called neginos. Radak suggests that different chapters of Tehillim required a different type of musical accompaniment to express the ideas, the unique ideas, through unique music. As he puts it, kol echad lefi nigino hayadua etzlom. Each mizmor, each kapitel Tehillim, had its own nigun, its own melody, its own instrument to accompany it. The reason for this, suggests Radak, is ki chochma gedola hoyso. Music, indeed, in the Beis HaMikdosh was a very important science or art. V'hi te'orer ha'nefesh ha'chachomo. That music was able to arouse and stimulate the ideas necessary to really evoke the full meaning of the words. So this particular mizmor, Dalet, is to be directed by a menatzeach, by a conductor or music director, on the instruments called neginos, and it is a mizmor l'David. Radak suggests that this Mizmor Dalet is a follow-up on the previous Mizmor Gimel. The previous Mizmor we saw was composed as David was living through, or perhaps later reflecting upon, the experience of fleeing up Har HaZeisim and then further east from his own son, Avshalom. Interestingly, in parentheses, Radak points out that we don't know if the singers and the musicians were indeed the same people, or was there a separate band and choir type of setup. But if we assume that this Kapitel Dalet is a follow-up on the previous one, the flight of Avshalom, then it's kind of just carries forward the same theme. David HaMelech is facing his enemies. His enemies wish to take the kingdom away from him. He knows that he has been selected through Shmuel HaNovi as God's choice for king, and therefore any attempt to dethrone him is against God's will, and he prays for God's assistance in overcoming his enemies. And so he begins, Bikori, as I call, Aneni Elokei Tzidki, God, the God of my righteousness, the God of my righteous cause, answer me. Radak stresses that the word Elohim, wherever you find it in Tanakh, refers either to a human judge, for example, Ad ho Elohim yavo devar shneihem in Parshas Mishpotim, or it refers to God in his capacity as judge, as in a later kapitel, Nunches Pasuk Yud Beis, we have a verse which reads, Ach yesh Elohim shoftim ba'oretz. There is a God who judges. So, David HaMelech is asking the God who judges, the fair judge, the ultimate judge, to answer him. Because after all, Batsor hirchavto li, in great woe, in great times of trouble, you have broadened, you have widened the horizon, you have opened up possibilities for me. And here again, we have the past tense, hirchavto, God, you have already answered me and opened up the gates of salvation. Whereas really he should not be speaking in the past. He should be speaking in the future. God, open up these gates for me. Tarchivli. But, once again, we have the past where we should have the future, indicating confidence. God, I feel as if you have already opened wide my tight places. Choneni. Grace me, O God. And Mefarshim often point out that the word choneni means, God, grant me matnas chinam. Grant me, favor me, grace me for naught, although I don't deserve it. Vo'eschanan el Hashem. Choneni ushema tefilasi, and listen to my prayer. That's David speaking to God. Then David kind of turns to his opponents and calls them B'nai Ish, sons of man. Again, the Tanakh often uses the word Ish when referring to a special man, a man of high position, a highly placed person. So that later in Tehillim, in Kapitel Memtes, Pasuk Gimel, we have a Pasuk, Gam B'nai Odom, Gam B'nai Ish, both for the sons of Adam and for the sons of Ish. B'nai Adam refers to the masses, the wide public. B'nai Ish refers to the leaders, the princes, the nobility. As the Pasuk reads, for example, with reference to Gidon in Shoftim Kapitel Zion, Gidon ben Yoash Ish Yisrael, the important person in Israel. So David turns to these important people and says, Ad mechavodi lichlimo, how long will my honor be ashamed? How long will my pride be stained, be sullied? Te ehovun rik, how much longer will you continue to love emptiness? Because after all, what you're looking for, to dethrone me and to place Avshalom on the throne, can't happen. It won't happen. Tevakshu chozov, how much longer will you look for things which are a lie, which will disappoint you eventually? Selah. And if we follow Radak, Selah means here, lift up the voice, singer. Here's a place to say something out loud, louder than what's come until now. And here David says, that fact which to him is his ultimate source of confidence. Udu'u, you my enemies, know well, ki hiflo Hashem chosidlo, God has selected, God has set apart, God has distinguished a special righteous person for himself. Hiflo means to separate, to make distinct, to distinguish. V'hiflo Hashem bein miknei Yisroel, we have a pasuk, to distinguish, to make separate. God has made me separate, and because he's made me the king. Because God looks at me as being his, or a, chosid. Here, Radak reflects on the meaning of the word chosid. And Radak defines it. A chosid is someone who is ose tovo im chavero lifnim mishuras hadin. He is someone who does good to another person more than he has to do by law. That by law he can get away with not doing this tovo to the other person. But he does it anyway. That's what makes a chosid. And David is the symbol of the person who when striking out at the enemy would be justified. Instead of striking out at the enemy, he does favors for the enemy. So that even Shaul, David's enemy, in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Chaf Dalet, admits, Ki ato gimaltani hatovo, you repaid me with good, v'ani gimalticho horo, and I repaid you with bad. Shaul recognizes that David does not take revenge, but rather is kind even to his enemies. So therefore, as this type of chosid, David feels confident that God has chosen him to be king. Hashem yishma bikori elov. God will hear me when I call to him. And then he continues to turn to these enemies, and says to them, Rigzu, tremble, be afraid. V'rogzu v'cholu, be afraid of God. V'yal techeto'u, and do not sin. Do not sin by trying to rebel against me. Imru vilvavchem al mishkavchem, speak literally, speak to your hearts on your beds. V'domu, and be still. Sela, again, end of a phrase, lift up your voice for the next pasuk. Now this phrase, Imru vilvavchem al mishkavchem, speak to your hearts upon your beds, I want to just mention interesting, a startling interpretation of that phrase by the Malbim. The Malbim, who I don't think we've mentioned until now, has an astoundingly creative and original commentary on Tehillim. And he sees this capital, Kapitel Dalet, as being part of David's argument with those who accused him of sinning, the sin of Bathsheba, the sin of taking another man's wife and sending that man off to his death. And often when people make fun of a sinner, they themselves have sinned. And the sinner can rightly turn to his accusers and say, don't criticize me, you are guilty in the same way. And so the Malbim says, David turned to his enemies who were critiquing him and criticizing him and mocking him because he committed adultery. And he says to them, Imru vilvavchem al mishkavchem, think well about what you're doing on your beds, because you too have some guilt in your own ways in matters of beds, in matters of adultery. Fascinating. But Radak does not follow that path. Radak says, Imru v'vavchem al mishkavchem means think it over well. Consider well what you're doing. Because a person lying down and resting and reclining on his bed can think better. He has less distractions. He is, in the words of Radak, panui meyiske ha'olam. He is free of his daily worries, and therefore he can think better. He can really concentrate. And we do find the word imru to mean not to say, but rather to think. Machsheves halev is also called amira, Radak refers to a pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitel Mem Zayin, Ha'omro Bilvovo, she who says in her heart, which really means she who thinks in her heart. Vidomu, and be still and think about what you're doing. Reflect upon what you're doing. Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek, and because you will then think and reconsider and realize that by opposing me and rebelling against me you have sinned, you will have to bring karbanos, you will have to bring sacrifices as atonement. But these fast sacrifices have to be sacrifices given with full regret and remorse and sincere atonement. Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek. Zivchei Tzedek means righteous sacrifices, sacrifices which are given sincerely. Uvitru el Hashem, and place your hope in God, because you're guilty of placing your hope in man, in this revolt of the majority, the great majority of the Jewish people. Put your bitachon, put your confidence rather in the hands of God, because He has chosen me as king. He has chosen his king. The pasuk continues, Rabim omrim mi yare'enu tov. Many say, who will have us see the good? Many will say, let us win. Mi yare'enu tov, let us see the good. Nisa olenu or ponecho Hashem. Radak here says nisa, although it's spelt nun samach hei, does mean as if it was spelled nun sin aleph, raise us up. God, show us the light of your face. Show us victory. Interestingly, the apostle continues and says, Nosato simcha v'libi me'eis deganam v'siro sham rabu. God, they are praying for their success, for their victory. I personally, since I'm the chassid, I am the person who wishes good for every person, even for my enemy. So I too wish that they succeed. I too am happy as I am when their crops, their dagon v'tirosh, increase. When someone else has a bountiful harvest, I'm very happy. But not only am I happy, but God, you help me be happy. Nosato simcho v'libi. You give joy into my heart when the other fellow, even the enemy, succeeds. Radak says that this is al derech. This is similar to the yisod, the principle. Bol taher misayim oso. God helps those people who are trying to do good. So if you're trying to do good and you can do a 70% good, God helps you do a 90% good. And here David's trying to do good. As Radak says, V'derech tova hi lo odom sheyismach betovas chaverov. It is indeed a wonderful thing for a person to rejoice about his friend's good fortune. And therefore, since David tries to do that, Ha'el misayo u'madricho, God helps him do it even more than he could. God gives him siyata deshmaya, heavenly assistance in his efforts to be happy about another person's good fortune. Nosata, God, you have given simcha b'libi. David feels this extra support coming from God as he rejoices in his enemy's victories, in his enemy's achievements. And finally, the final pasuk. B'shalom yachtov eshkevo v'ishon. I look forward to the time when I and my enemy together, b'shalom, in peace, yachtov, together, can go to sleep, meaning we can both be at peace and need not be alert and on guard against each other. I wish for their good. And even though they have done bad for me, they've rebelled against me, I still am looking forward to the time of B'shalom Yachtov, and we can be at peace together. And then I'll be able to sleep peacefully because I won't have to worry about their hostility. And who will help me achieve this peace? David recognizes that peace is not between people, is not so easy to achieve, and it's only God who can bring about the kind of peace that he's looking for. B'shalom yachtov. Ki ato Hashem levodod, it's you, God, alone, lo vetach toshiveni, who can settle me down, who can establish for me a peaceful, tranquil life without rebellion and without war. And so we have the end of Kapitel Dalet.